On my class trip to Ellis Island, I found out very interesting things. A long time ago, immigrants came through Ellis Island in large numbers looking for new homes. They came by ships. The conditions were cold, wet, and unsanitary. They were fed only the minimum. The ship companies only cared about the money, not the passengers. The immigrants had very few belongings, and most had not much money. Most were poor and saved up for years to come on the journey. When they arrived, they were crowded into a large main hall where they waited to be questioned. Many immigrants were tested. They were examined for diseases like measles that might spread. If an immigrant came through, they checked under their eyelids for the sickness that some of them had. Their heartbeat, pulses, and other checkup things were checked too. 365 babies were born on Ellis Island, and 2,500 people died there. If your leg was broken or you maimed in such a way that prevented you from working, the officials might send you back for fear that you might not be able to support yourself and would need government assistance. The government only wanted fit people in the U.S. who could support themselves without assistance. Immigrants were left to choose with breaking jobs that nobody else would take with low pay. An immigrant could make 2 cents a day for every pair of trousers they made. A steel worker could make $1.25 a day. These jobs were undesirable, but the immigrants were desperate and took the jobs. In order to leave Ellis Island, they had to show a lot of papers, like their passports and tickets. Many immigrants did not speak English, and some had never even held a pencil before. Most immigrants fell out of place on Ellis Island. Some immigrants had to stay at Ellis Island overnight. There was a dormitory, but they were tight. Each bed was roughly 1 foot and 6 inches wide, and there was only one gray blanket with no pillows. There's 36 beds in a room, all hanging from metal frames from chains. Like four hammocks, slash kind of bed you find at a jail cell, all stacked up like bunks. They were only about 4 feet long, so I imagine they were hard to sleep in, and also quite uncomfortable. That's what I learned on my trip to Ellis Island.